Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO on your AM dial. Twins win today. 5-0 over Seattle to take 2 out of 3. And we have had some craziness in the state baseball tournament as it started, both weather-wise. And some of the games that have been played have been fun and crazy and all those things. Today, Mankato West took on a very good Alexandria team, got behind and then got delayed by a downpour for 45 minutes, came back, and Mankato West, the number one seed, won the game 3-2 to advance to the championship game tomorrow. At Chaska, and their first game yesterday, they played St. Francis, who was, I think, 13-11 and was unseeded, and they beat them 1-0. So the number one seed, Mankato West, is where they're supposed to be in the championship, and yet the way they've got there has been a little bit unorthodox and fun and all those, you know, all those things that make it fun. Scott Pick is their head coach, and he joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Max. It's been a fun ride, and we're looking forward to keep going and playing at Target Field.
Tell me about this game against St. Francis yesterday, first of all, because you know it is, for people that don't understand, Scott, baseball is hard to predict for a couple of reasons. Number one is, in Minnesota, you guys were in gymnasiums for a long time. You don't know, and even if a team's 500, they might have the best pitcher in the state. You don't know, you know, who you're going to get. And obviously, it was a pitcher's duel yesterday, but what was that game like?
That game was crazy. You're absolutely right. There, St. Francis's pitcher was one of the best we've seen all year long. A high-end lefty. He kept us off balance. He mixed in his pitches really well. He spotted them well. But, you know, on the other side, we threw our best pitcher, too, in Lewis Moggers, and he kept them the same way, off balance. He was fine in the zone. You know, yeah. You know, 0-0 all the way through. It was a pretty quick game for the most part. You know, hits were hard to come by, and yeah, like you said, baseball's one of those interesting ones. You just never know what's going to happen there. So, but luckily, yeah, we came out on top in the bottom of the seventh there, and got a huge triple out of Lewis again, and then a nice single out of our four hitter, and got the winning run.
Yeah, Lewis had a big hit today. And Lewis Moggers' father, Matt, is the head coach of Minnesota State Mankato, where he's had a lot of success. And Matt's a product of Gaylord, where I grew up. I played some town team ball with him in his early years before he got drafted into professional baseball with the Chicago Cubs. And then, of course, he's had a great career with Minnesota State Mankato. But I'd imagine he's got two sons on that team. I'd imagine they're pretty well coached before they even got to you, huh?
Yeah. You know, Lewis's vision for baseball and his leadership and just his demeanor, you know, he has been a rock solid player for us all year long. You know, in the section championship, you know, we were down 4-0 to New Prague in the bottom of the seventh, and we got Lewis up to bat, and he hit a 3-run walk off home run to put us in the state.
And so he's been on a roll here for three games, huh?
He's been on a roll, yeah, for quite a while. And he is one of our leaders. He's a captain vocally. He leads by example. He is definitely one of those kids that we look to whenever we need something big to happen. It feels like it's going to be Lewis. And yeah, like you said, his brother Wilson is our starting shortstop. He doesn't get a ton of at bats because we DH for him usually, but he is just a solid shortstop. He makes some great plays there for us in the hole there.
Well, Bill, do you know Bill and Sherry? Their grandpa and grandma, pretty good folk.
Yes, I've met them quite a few times.
Yeah.
And, they're pretty funny. They've come to me and talked to me a couple of times and said, can you just put one of these games away early for us so we don't have to get all this stress, you know?
Well, Bill's getting older. I don't want to say it, but he's getting older, you know?
Yeah, I know. We've a couple of those fans, too, have said that to us. So,
well, how much fun have you guys been having, though? I mean, to do this and to end up at Target Field, you know, for your players, which is obviously the goal. But you're the number one seed, so obviously you had a lot of success during the year. Tell me about this. Is this built through what? Youth programs? You got a good senior class? Do you have what?
It's a little bit of both. You know, our Mankato Bay Area Youth Baseball Association, the program that they have run here has been built, and there's a lot of great kids because we have two schools. We have Mankato West and Mankato East, and we've had some great athletes come through there. But for sure, in this case, too, with our senior class, we have 13 seniors, I believe. Eight of our nine hitters are seniors this year.
Wow.
You know, we have a junior that plays first and a shortstop that's a sophomore there, but the rest of our lineup and fielding is all seniors. And this class, since they've been 10 years old, you know, going through the system, through youth program and everything, they've been just winners. And they've made their state tournaments when they were youth. It's a great group of kids. Like I said, we got two kids going to Minnesota State. We got two kids going to Bemidji State, another kid going to St. John's. So this senior group has been a rock solid group all year.
When, you know, one of the challenges these days, as you know, is just keeping kids active and wanting to play baseball. And we lose a lot of them, it seems like, in the junior high age range. Do you think that's which of these two reasons do you think is more prevalent? Is it because the pace of the game isn't fast enough for them in this day and age? Or is it because the truth is when they start striking out and they're in a batter's box by themselves, they don't want to be a part of that anymore?
I mean, it could be a little bit of both. I also think kids are just they have so many other things going on. You know, you got other sports that are starting to kind of take over. You know, you got summer camp footballs and summer AAU basketball programs. And now you're getting a new sport like lacrosse coming in. So kids are when they're finding their ways into sports and, you know, if they're having success in those, then they kind of want to keep playing those sports more and more, which, I mean, you know, hopefully kids find success in baseball and they want to keep playing those more and more. So, but yeah, I mean, in Mankato here for sure, our youth program has been a huge part of what's kept kids out and things like that.
What do you do when you have a spring like this where you got to be indoors more? How do you keep it fun when you're in a gymnasium?
That was challenging. You know, we were lucky here in Mankato in which, yeah, we were in the gymnasium quite a bit, but we also got to use the MSU bubble.
I bet you did.
So we could use that a couple times. I mean, so that was a lot of fun going there and things like that. But yeah, and we play at a beautiful facility at ISG Field here in Mankato where the Moondogs play.
Burp.
So there were opportunities where, you know, some places couldn't play a game or practice or anything like that. And we were lucky. Yeah, the cold and things like that, you kind of had to battle through it. But you know, if it's not raining or downpouring during the game, we were able to get some good practices and some good and games in on those days when the others didn't. You know, we played all 20 games this year. A lot of reasons for that. So
You know, another piece of it is in the summertime, you know, what used to be, and I'm not sure when you grew up, but when I grew up, certainly everybody, the high school team was the Legion team. And then eventually they said, well, if your birthday is like before August 1st, sometimes you get some college kids that were able to play on the Legion team because they had late birthdays. And if they were college baseball players, it really helped you. But that's not necessarily the track anymore. These kids have options. They can play on club teams. They can play on different teams. They can just train in the summer. And not play for anybody, just work on their skills. What are you seeing there? Where will most of these kids play in the summer?
We have quite a few kids that are playing our Legion team, and they're playing a couple of town ball teams. So that's the nice option for a few of them. You know, they got to work on their schedules that way. So, we got a nice junior Legion team here in Mankato as well. So I know some of our sophomores and juniors are playing there. But yeah, then like I said, there's some smaller schools or some smaller towns, excuse me, around Mankato, like St. Clair, Eagle Lake, Janesville, those areas. They have some good town ball teams too. So yeah,
yes,
they got some of those. And no, we got a couple of club players, not very many that I know of for sure. But I think that's where a lot of our kids are going to be playing this summer.
You just want to get them playing baseball, right? Throwing and catching and hitting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. You know, like we've said to some of these kids, especially as we've been going late in the year, you know, we've had a couple of our younger guys who aren't playing a ton with us, but they've asked, hey, you know, I'll come to practice, but it's okay if I leave and go play my town ball team. It's like, absolutely. If you're going to go play baseball, go play. You know, that's absolutely the goal that we want for them. And they obviously they want to be a part of the state run here too and be on the team and everything. So they go and play their town ball teams. And I know some of the guys are looking forward to it. I've been talking to our Legion coach too a little bit, and he goes, Coach, I got to keep rescheduling all my games because of you. And I'm like, good, I'm glad.
Good, so keep pushing them off.
Rescheduling for now. Keep rescheduling it for now for us.
So you get Benilde, right, in the championship?
Yep, we watched a little bit of that game too today. Looks like Benilde St. Margaret. They were down a little bit to Grand Rapids there, and we followed it on the way back home. We were riding the bus back, and the guys were all watching and everything. It looks like they came back and won that game 10-8.
So I assume Mauger's on the hill again?
Unfortunately, I don't believe he can. He's unavailable. He hit his pitch count limit. So in State High School League Baseball, you know, you have a pitch count limit. And he hit 103 on Tuesday, and he needs 3 full days of rest.
Oh, you can't! I didn't realize that was
eligible. So he can't throw
a pitch if you play on Friday.
No, he's actually done. And then our other guy, Tanner Shumsky, who's also going to Minnesota State. He pitched today for us, and he threw 73. And after when you get above that, you got to go 2 days rest. So he's actually unavailable. So right now, we have two guys. Two of our main guys would be either Riley Bursaw, who's going to Bemidji State, or Xander Dittmenner, who started today and threw 13 pitches. But had a little bit of discomfort and things like that. So we're going to see if he can maybe rally back and bounce back and come in and close.
Not Dittmenner. I know his dad too.
Yep.
He was pretty good quarterback on that football team that was so good, right?
Yeah, Xander was our state championship quarterback this year. So when we won state for Class 5A football, Xander was the starting quarterback there. So it's that group. It's this senior group along with those guys. Some of those
they're good in basketball, too, as I recall, too, right?
Yep. So Lewis Myers played basketball for us. We have a Mackay Collins who went to NDSU. So this, like I said, this senior group, not in just baseball, but in all kind of areas of different athletics, they've been just a solid group all year long.
So last question, what does Target Field mean to them? You know, that becomes the pinnacle. That becomes that is the symbol of excellence if you get there.
You know, with this group, it's sometimes hard to tell just how calm and their demeanor is. You know they're excited because we all are. I mean, that was the ultimate goal, like you said, from the beginning. But they are just such well-rounded, down-to-earth kids that they just see it. Some of my talk to some, like, Coach, it's another baseball game. Let's go play. And, you know, so they get that. I think that, you know, we'll go there. We'll get there early. We'll go see the stadium and all that, get all the kind of the fun part about it. But they know deep down it's just another field. Let's get back to work and let's go get the state championship. That's kind of the ultimate goal right now.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. Congratulations on just a terrific season so far.
Hey, thanks, Max. We appreciate it.
And you tell Bill and Sherry to stay off those umpires on Friday, okay?
I will do that.
And tell them this.
Will.
Tell them if they don't, I'm going to sick Pody on them, and they'll know what that means, okay? Pody will not look well on that, okay?
I will tell them that. That sounds great.
Appreciate it very much, Coach Pick. From Mankato West on to the state championship game, what a thrill for those kids to play Championship Friday.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.